Welcome back to our monthly program, Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with MSU President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore here in the studio, and today I'm joined by two guests. One is President Smart, but also Dr. Chris Craig, Deputy Provost here at Missouri State University. Today we are talking about opportunities for the visually impaired. And Cliff, this is one area that MSU really stands out.
We have, Jennifer. We've actually received national recognition. I think one year we were designated the best school in America for visually impaired students. And so, you know, our goal has been to be a destination campus for the visually impaired, to be the place in Missouri that parents and students know that they can go to school and get exactly the same education as someone who doesn't have a visual impairment, whether it's being able to access blackboards or having accessible materials or assistive technology or support from tutors or others in the Disability Resource Center. I think we've achieved that. Now, you have to keep working at it. The finish line sometimes moves, and you have to keep it as an important priority of the university. And really, Dr. Craig has been the guy that made sure that we were doing the right thing for our visually impaired students.
And let's hear a little bit more from you, Dr. Craig, on that. Can you walk us through a few of the programs that MSU offers in terms of, just as President Smart was saying, that software that is accessible to those with a visual impairment? How exactly does that work?
Well, absolutely, Jennifer. And I've been at Missouri State off and on since 1993. And I really have seen the campus grow as a profile, as a place where over time, it became the place for students with visual impairments to come throughout the state. So I'm very proud of that. And some of what we have done over the years is that we've obtained some major grants from the U.S. Department of Education to make Missouri State the definitive program for the preparation of teachers to work with children who are visually impaired. And the word's out on that. We became the demonstration site for the blindness skill specialist, which was a DESE-funded project that we piloted for the state and implemented back in the early 2000s, which also has contributed to the culture and the reputation of Missouri State being the place to be. So you couple that external kind of understanding of what we're doing with just having some great people. Cliff mentioned my role, but I've got to tell you, there's been some people over the years like Sarah Clark out of one of our divisions that look at web and new media, other people from the Disability Resource Center, people that oversee our compliance issues related to the Americans with Disabilities Act. We've got great faculty that are receptive to new technologies. Another thing that we have done over the years is we've become the hub for assistive technologies, and those are those specific hardware and software packages that allow persons with visual impairments to access printed material. It's just a whole new ballgame. Our library, when you think about walking into a library, a student who is blind, it used to be, my gosh, you know, how am I going to access these materials? In Missouri State, you walk in there and everything there is accessible to you either digitally or it's made so by good people within the Disability Resource Center.
When we say Blackboard, just for those who may not be familiar with it, this is the online portal that students now will go and get most of their assignments or their find their discussion boards in class. Now, when a student who is visually impaired goes to use Blackboard through this new software, what is their experience?
So everybody utilizes computer for access, whether it's the library or everything else. And for example, there's a screen review program called Fusion, which is brand new to the campus. It's a very modern approach that's the top-of-the-notch way of accessing material. But you can have a good technology and a good screen reader, but if the content itself isn't accessible, for example, many PDF files, which is a common way of us sharing electronic information, are not accessible, but they can be made so very easy with a translation process. We can transform those documents into accessible things. And I will say that one of the things, we're talking about visual impairments here, but the real issue is Missouri State has become an inclusive campus. We build courses from the beginning that are universally designed. They're good for students with dyslexia. They're good for students with visual impairments. They're good for students with hearing impairments. And that's our commitment.
I've been speaking with Cliff Smart and Dr. Chris Craig here at Missouri State University. Thank you to both of you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.